This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. Eli Paperboy Reed has taken his love of classic soul right back to one of its earliest homes, Memphis, Tennessee. Looking out the window here, the ice cream truck. Reed's new record, 99 Cent Dreams, was recorded at the legendary Sam Phillips Studio. It's chock full of songs influenced by R&B, soul, gospel, and blues. Reed plays at the Cat's Cradle in Carrboro tonight, but joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Thank you. We're listening to the title track, 99 Cent Dream. Your dad was a music critic, right?
He was for a time, yeah.
Is that where you got your, you know, inspiration?
Yeah, to begin with, there was a lot of music around my house, for sure. A lot of stuff culled from my dad's days, writing for the Boston Phoenix, among others, and just a lot of records around the house, things that I could just pick through and read the liner notes and kind of connect the dots for myself, I suppose. Running through the fountain on a late afternoon, you know, I always hear my mama calling way too soon. Chasing after girls and try to make them holler. Then I hear that bell ringing, find another dollar. I got three calls.
You've got another version of this song and it has a special guest. Can you tell us how it came about and who that is?
Sure. He's actually lives in this area now. Big Daddy Kane reached out to me via Instagram, of all places, and just said he was a fan. He put up a post about how I was one of his favorite singers. And when it was time to make this record, I left some space for him to do a thing, and I sent it to him. I feel like his verse adds so much to the kind of overall feeling of what the song was supposed to be about. Yearly living life carefree, not a worry in the world from a bill or a girl. Homework was the main concern, and with 99 cents I have money to burn. Looking for a block party or a barbecue, who said balling out was impossible? And I could do things that was hard to do, a quarter water plus chips and a Charleston shoes. There's a chance, I'm not going to say for sure, there's a chance that he might make an appearance tonight at the Cat's Cradle. So if you're a Big Daddy Kane fan, you might want to come through. Now, not some average missus, someone I could play run, catch, and kiss with. Back then, kid, please believe this, only thing me and Eli would need is three quarters and two dimes. I got okay. Four pennies, it's all mine. I'm walking in the street just to...
Could have had this as a great gospel feel to it. Who were the gospel singers that inspired you the most?
Oh, man, so many. And so many from the Carolinas, honestly. I think that people don't quite realize how important North and South Carolina were for gospel quartet music, especially. And the quartet singers are the ones that I love. The Sensational Nightingales and the Swanee Quintet and Dixie Hummingbirds and Soul Stirrers, all that kind of stuff. The Violinaires. I love all those singers. The night you left, I thought I'd never forget. Wish that we'd never met, but now I'm dry. All of these tears from my eyes, for new cologne. Put on my good suit and tie, I see that look in your eyes.
In Said She Would, you sing about how you know your baby will love you because she said she would. And that's pretty straightforward and irony-free, which is hard to come by these days. How do you hold on to that innocence?
You're right, you know, and I think that's actually something that I strive for. I feel like a lot of, you know, modern music is quite ironic or emotionally detached. Yeah. And, I, you know, for me, like, the straightforward love songs are the ones that have always meant the most to me, whether it's soul music or country music or blues, for that matter. I think those are the songs that resonate the most and also stand the test of time.
What was it like to record at the Sam Phillips Studio? So many ghosts in here.
You really can't help but be affected by the place and by the sound of the room. And just, you know, the people that we were able to get involved in the recording process, like the Masqueraders, who sang the backgrounds on this whole record.
You get goosebumps?
I did, yeah, absolutely. I mean, especially there's one song on this album, Couldn't Find a Way, which is the closer of a song. And those guys, just when they were singing the chorus, they're in one microphone with their arms around each other. And I just kind of had to stop and just watch and listen. It was something quite special. Oh, when I couldn't this is the kind of music that I love to make and the kind of music that I've always loved. And I think that I hope that stands out and I'm wiser for the experience.
Well, we're glad you're doing it.
Thank you.
Eli Paperboy Reed's new record is called 99 Cent Dreams. You can catch him at the Cat's Cradle tonight. Thanks for stopping by, Eli.
Thank you so much.